Welcome to the Freedom Report, broadcasting from Alexandria, Virginia. Welcome to the Freedom Report. I'm your host, Austin Peterson. Who's Austin Peterson?
Liberty champion Austin Peterson, this Justin Bieber lookalike, and a powerful advocate for liberty.
Who's Austin Peterson? I'm an American. I love life, liberty, and family, but I'm not a conservative. I'm a hardcore libertarian. What am I doing here? I'm trying to restore the republic. The Libertarian Republic is a website aimed at furthering the ideas of economic freedom and personal liberty. I don't really care about parties. All I care about are ideas. And the one idea I care the most about? Freedom! That's right, pure freedom on the Freedom Report podcast.
Welcome to the Freedom Report. First, a message from our sponsors. The Libertarian Republic is brought to you in part by Amagi Metals. Amagi Metals is TLR's trusted metals dealer, and their mission is to help simplify the buying process of metals while illuminating the importance of financial responsibility and sound money. So, if you've been thinking about getting into metals, go to AmagiMetals.com and check them out. That's AmagiMetals.com.
Welcome back to the Freedom Report, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here with my special guest, Whitney Neal from FreedomWorks. Whitney, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, Whitney is a native of Texas. She's deep from the heart of Texas, and she's here with us today to talk about a big topic of contention. A lot of people have been talking the last couple of years about the possibility that Texas is going to be a blue state soon. Is there any truth to those rumors, Whitney?
I think the potential is there. I think there is potential for Texas to turn blue if the state party and if the people on the ground don't start, you know, doing what they need to do to make a difference, messaging-wise, organization-wise, or really start paying attention to the opposition on the ground. By 2020, Texas will be a majority Hispanic state. And so if we don't start realizing that our message has to reach out to multiple communities, just not the same old base we've always reached out to, they're going to be in trouble.
So then what is FreedomWorks doing in order to try and counteract that?
So we've got a program called Come and Take It that models obviously after the Gadsden flag and the whole concept of, you know, come and take it. And FreedomWorks has been working with activists in El Paso, in the Valley, in San Antonio, in Austin, in Harris County, places where we know the Democrats have been building the last few years, to give them the tools and the resources they need to go out and counteract that. And we've been doing some polling to figure out what messages work. You know, how should we be targeting these, you know, new communities to Texas? 60% of Texas's population is now non-native. So we're not just reaching out to, you know, new populations from other countries, but from places like California, Indiana, New York, and Florida, where they flock to Texas because of the nice business environment, but they've brought their political values from their home state with them. Mm-hmm. And so how to, you know, educate them that you left California because you were unhappy with the economic situation there. So if you come to Texas and elect the same type of people, you will find yourself in the same situation in a few years down the road. So there's a lot of education on those things that we're doing.
Yeah, now a big story out right now is that the Tea Party has been waning in influence. Now, specifically in Texas, there was a primary runoff. Cornyn was facing a Tea Party-style challenger, Stockman, and it was a blowout. And
what?
Stockman lost, but FreedomWorks was very heavily backing Stockman. What happened?
So, you know, that's an interesting situation. I think the grassroots on the ground in Texas, they were unhappy with Cornyn, with some statements that he's made over the last year or so. They felt like he was working against Ted Cruz, who we know is a, you know, hometown hero for Texans. Yeah, he's our guy. So they were unhappy, but unfortunately what we saw is Stockman got in the race late, didn't run a campaign, and still managed to get 42% of the vote.
Mm-hmm.
So while they say the Tea Party is waning, I think a legitimate challenger could have posed a big threat to John Cornyn. And then bigger picture, what people are missing is at the state level, in the state house and the state senate, we had major Tea Party victories on Tuesday. We had people that took out 24-year incumbent state senator John Corona, a huge establishment ally of Joe Strauss in Texas. He was taken out by a guy named Don Huffines that knocked 80,000 doors. So, you know, the grassroots in the Tea Party are making a difference, especially in building a farm team, so that in 2 or 4 years they can take on people like Pete Sessions or John Cornyn and you know, defeat them.
Okay, so let's talk about the broader movement. Let's talk about the national movement here for limited government. This is 2014. What are some of the big races that we're looking at? And not just from a conservative standpoint, but from us radical libertarians. Is there anybody out there who's going to be the next Thomas Massey or Justin Amash?
I'm a big fan of Greg Brannon in North Carolina. You know, he's in a four-way primary to take out Kay Hagan eventually in November. And it's an interesting situation because you have Tom Tillis, who is the current speaker of the state house there. very establishment-backed candidate. And then you have Greg Brannon, endorsed by Thomas Massie, endorsed by Rand Paul, endorsed by FreedomWorks. I think that's going to be a race to watch, because he's truly got the skill set, the mindset to come and be an ally of people like Rand's when he gets to Washington.
Cool. Well, that's exciting. Now, we are, you know, you and I, we really are radicals. Like,
yes.
we are not known for compromising our beliefs. And so in 2016, we are going to have to get behind a candidate that we think is going to be the best guy. Now, I know you love Ted Cruz.
I do.
And I know you love Rand Paul.
I do.
If you had to choose.
Oh, no, you're going to do this to
me. I want to know, Whitney, because the problem is that, you know, I like Ted Cruz too, but he's not my guy. You know, like, I know Ted is your guy, but it's like, if we split the limited government vote, the Tea Party vote, we're going to get Jeb Bush. We're going to get the establishment's going to take over. What do we do? What do we do?
Well, okay, you can't make this your headline, but so Ted is my guy, but he's good for Texas. You know, he's been a really good thing for Texas. But in 16, I'm going to be behind Rand Paul because my personal foreign policy views align a lot closer to Senator Paul's than they do to some of the things that we're hearing from Senator Cruz. And I feel like Senator Paul has done a great job building a national coalition of liberty-minded individuals that that stand for something. And I think that's something we can all get behind and make sure that we don't end up with a Jeb Bush or a Chris.
It's not that we don't love you, Ted. We love you. You know, like we want you to win. We want you to do well. And trust us, if there was no Rand Paul, Ted, there'd be nobody better, son. But we want somebody who really embodies the values that not just Republicans share, but I think a majority of Americans share. And when it comes to things like national security, when it comes, we don't want to leave America defenseless, but again, we don't want to be intervening in every single battle that goes on around the world. We don't want to be intervening in the Ukraine, and we don't want to be having military presence in countries like Germany and Japan for the rest of our lives. And so I think for people like Whitney and I don't want to speak for her, but I think for people like Whitney and I, what this is all about is about bringing in some fresh ideas. And I think Ted Cruz represents some older ideas that are those standard conservative Republican ideas, and there's nothing wrong with that at its core, but Rand represents something a little bit more edgy. You know, you can have a tattoo, you can have a mohawk, you can be a little bit more badass and be a Rand Pauler. And the conservatives, I don't want to put us at odds with one another, because I see our goals as being aligned: less taxes, limited government. But the issues, I think that banner will be held much better by Rand in 2016. So Whitney, give us some tips. How can we avoid a battle amongst the Tea Party conservatives? How can we avoid a war that would eventually end in an establishment candidate?
I think that's a complicated situation to put ourselves in. Mm-hmm. And so what I want to make sure that as we align ourselves behind somebody for 2016, that it's not personal, that we always remember we've been fighting together. So if both Senator Cruz and Senator Paul run, that at the end of the day we're friends and we're going to get behind whichever one of them is the most successful, and in keeping the end goal in mind, that the end goal isn't defeating each other. It's carrying the common message of liberty that we know that they both believe in general, right? And ensuring that that's what defeats the Bushes, the Christies, the possible Jindals, those guys, and not attacking each other in a way that, basically causes us to lose out because we split. So just remembering that we all have something in common.
The fight for limited government goes on, especially at FreedomWorks with my friend Whitney Neal. Whitney, thank you so much for joining the show.
Thanks, Austin. It's good to see you.